Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Kirsten Oliver from West Virginia, and we're going to talk about opiate overdose surveillance. So just a little bit of background. There were more persons in 2014 than any other year that died from opiate overdose. And unfortunately, I have to say this, that we actually came in first place with 35.5 death rate of people in the state. And rates are showing that it's steadily increasing. And this is just some background information that shows within media outlets of how it has been increasing over the years. And just a little background information, and you may have seen this graphic in the plenary talk this morning about just how syndromic surveillance actually works. So in short, we received that information from people coming into healthcare facilities such as hospitals or urgent care centers, and then that information is then uploaded to the BioSense platform because that's where we get all of our syndromic surveillance information from, and then it's disseminated to people like me, the syndromic surveillance epidemiologist, and I take it from there and I do analysis with the data. And also just for a point, we're using the electronic surveillance system for early notification of community-based epidemics. And within our methods, just like with New Hampshire, we use the ICD-10 codes as well as free text queries to find related opiate overdose cases within the emergency departments. And the terms that we presented in our query, as you can see, included both codes and free text. And just like with New Hampshire, we also included those misspellings just so we made sure we captured every case that we possibly could. And just a quick graphic of the state of West Virginia itself that you can see how connected we actually are in essence with all of our facilities in the state. And we currently have 73% of our hospitals connected, and we're working diligently and daily to get the rest of those connected. And as of for our results for the year of January 1st to December 31st of 2016, just under 2,500 unique emergency department cases were reported of opiate overdose, and 54% were male, 61% were within that same age range of 20 to 39, and based on the population of West Virginia, about 95% of them were white or non-Hispanic. And this is just more data that you can see by selected county of the regions that were really hit hardest, and all of these are within neighboring regions of about the southwestern part of the state, and you can see the particular county that has the highest with about 500 cases in particular. And then, as I'm sure that everybody did see back in about August 15th, which was technically my second week of work, so imagine coming to work with this on Monday morning, that we had about 27 overdoses within 4 hours in a particular county and a particular facility itself. And then these are just the cases that we did see in that particular facility, and this is over the year. And as you can see, around July to August, you can see that increase just steadily going up. And that particular incident did happen on August 15th of 2016. And this is just an example of a time series that you can actually pull up within Essence. And if you can see the little bullet that I have for the actual incident on the 15th, you can see that we have a peak of about 27. And as I did mention earlier, we don't have all of our facilities connected within that region. We're still working on one more, but we were able to connect to actually, see 7 of them. And if you can see at the bottom where it says the data is normal, or you have the yellow dot that indicates a warning or the red dot that indicates an alert, you can see we don't really see any alerts in the system, and that's because that this activity has become so normalized within the area of opiate overdose that the system really isn't recognizing it as an issue anymore. And then this is just more discussion of what we're doing in response to all the indicators that we're seeing of opiate overdoses steadily rising through the state. Where we can see that graphic of overdoses between 2014 and 15 to where we see the rate increasing, but then we're also doing some response to it to where we're getting more information out there in the media, such as with the graphic you see of the damage done and just informatics and things through PSAs, and we're also finding out other results of the incident that happened, such as that heroin that was found within that incident was laced with elephant tranquilizers, and we're doing more and more research so we can just figure out if there's a way that we can actually combat this as a group in the Appalachian region, or if we just need to focus on ourselves, or we can share that information with others. And my contact information. Thank you.